Hey, Wingman Nation, welcome to the Wingman Men's Moment Podcast. This is John Delaney coming to you from Lakeland, Florida with Wingman Nation co-founder Randy Ferreira. Good morning, brother.
Morning, John.
Good to see you.
You too, buddy.
How's things going?
They're going. Going and going. I'm eating my brand. They're going.
Starting to feel like summer a little bit.
All right.
You know? I like that little chill in the morning and then that nice 83 afternoon. It's that kind of weather. And it's Central Florida. It's going to get hot. We know that. So, well, we're excited to be here with you. And we are bringing you part two of Catch That Fox. And this is about how little things can destroy. And Randy, why don't you take it away and give us a little recap?
Thank you, John. Thank you. So yeah, a little recap. So this is based on the Song of Solomon 2:15. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are running the vineyards, ruining the vineyards. I did that last time. Ruining the vineyards while our vineyards are in blossom. So the recap is we talked about how little things like these little foxes can destroy things in our life. So in part one, we covered number one, which is a little look. You can't help the first look on most things, but you can help the second look. The sea leads to the siege, and the siege seizes you. So little looks. The second one was a little lack. It could be a little lack of time spent with God every day, a little lack of praying, lack of time with your kids or your family. So a little look, a little lack, and then three was a little lying. Oh, not the big whoppers, of course, just the junior whoppers, the little white lies, stretching the truth and exaggerating. We went through a bunch of statistics that shocked all of us of how much and how many people lie every day. In Romans 12:2, it says, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold.
That's it.
So we'll jump to number four now, which is a little latitude. The little fox of a little latitude is allowing yourself to go beyond the boundaries a bit. It's beyond pushing the envelope. It's called compromise. I think that was also part of our recap.
That's number four. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And that was part of Romans. We did don't let the world squeeze you. So the number four was a little latitude. So you have a little look, a little lack, a little lying, and a little latitude.
Absolutely. And number five is a little listening. So this little fox is definitely destructive. It's not paying attention to certain things. You're tuned out, much like when your wife is trying to talk to you and have the remote while flipping channels and say, did you say something?
What?
Huh?
Hold on. I can't hear you. Let me turn this down a bit.
What are you watching on TV? Nothing.
Yeah.
So it happens with the voice of God too. You know, so God speaks to us every day. He's trying to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're tuned out. Sometimes more often than others we're tuned out. John chapter 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the sheep, Christians, turn down their hearing aids. When there's a little listening to God's word, it results in little power in our lives.
Yeah.
So it also happens when our focus is on what is around us versus who is above us. Little listening to your wife translates into, I don't care about you. You're not important to me. Little listening to your children says, I don't have time for you. Little listening to God says, you are not number one in my life. Kill that fox.
Yes. Number six, little love.
Oof.
Another little fox is when there is little love expressed by what you say and what you do. It's important to tell those close to you, beginning with your family, that, hey, I love you. What's the big deal? Say it.
Yeah.
Say it, guys. Say it to everyone you know. Hey, love you, bud. Love you, man. Love you. I love you, honey. Love you. I mean,
love you, honey.
It's important to show them that by how you act and by what you do. Love is measured by what you do, not what you say. So hugs and consideration, as John said earlier, you know, listening, that's a form of love. A lot of marriages, they're in a rut right now. And the point of divorce is because love is dying.
Yeah.
Or it's dead. And it seems like you have just, you know, lost the feeling. Oh, you say, I love her, but I'm not in love with her. That's such a bunch of baloney.
It is.
I love him, but I'm not in love with him. You know, love is a choice, and that won't change until you start showing love and doing love. There may be a little, like, too little romance, not just the sex, but romance. Too little excitement in your marriage, too little date nights, you know, two little notes or gifts, too little affection, too little fun that leads to a little love, you know, and it leaves you vulnerable, and the little fox continues to eat away at a little love. So kill that fox.
It's interesting, some of that in there, you know, that I mean, I'm not in love with her. You know, a lot of, I mean, you're an empty nester now. You get it. You know, there's a.
And I love it. Love my kids. Sorry, kids.
Sorry, but I love them. Hey, I just married off number three. They're all out. You know, it's great. But that, a lot of cases where people, where they, their relationship was not built on a relationship with Jesus, the marriages fall apart because of that, and because they're not showing that love. I love leaving notes. And that all came from Jay, you know, of leaving the notes. I leave whenever I leave to be out of town, for example, I leave Sean a note, you know. And thank God this will not air until a week after this happens. But Monday, I'm taking her on a little date. She doesn't have a clue where we're going. But I got tickets to the Braves and the Rays spring training game for Monday afternoon. Just a little something. Those are little things.
Sure, that's not a little something for John? Is that a little something for her?
No, it's a day.
Sure, John. Yeah, yeah. Keep telling yourself it's that.
It's a spring training game. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a different story.
Okay.
So, yep. Number seven is a little lagging. Now, lag means to fall behind, not to keep up, to be slow when there should have been an urgency. A dullness when there should have been sharpness. A boredom when there should be an excitement. Romans 12:11 says, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Paul is simply saying, don't be lazy. You know, men, keep growing spiritually and emotionally. Don't ever slack off. Don't lose your enthusiasm, your zeal for the things of God. It's doing your absolute best, improving yourself daily, becoming more Christ-like, moving beyond an it'll do mentality.
It'll do, pig.
That was going to say, remember that saying? It'll do. So in a Texas town, there's a motel called It'll Do Motel. Oh, no. Many Christians seem to have checked into this hotel. It's that little fox that's very subtle, but it paralyzes and it neutralizes effective Christianity. And what do we have to do?
Kill that fox. Number eight, a little lust. And this is a big one. Unless this little fox is radically dealt with, it will get out of control in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
As we used to say in New York, in a New York minute.
New York minute.
New York minutes are quick. This is a constant battle, guys, that we must win or it will destroy us. Lust. It starts in the mind by allowing thoughts that are not of God to stay there and move into your mind rent-free. Mm. They do. They stay there and they're not paying any rent. Get out.
Squatters.
If you keep rehearsing or feeling those sinful thoughts, they begin to consume your mind. Satan will work on you. He knows our weaknesses, and lust is wanting something we can't have and still be in God's will. It's an illicit desire. Lust is never satisfied. It wants more and will not stop in your mind unless you interrupt it. Interrupt that thought and replace it with God's word, scripture. It begs for the next step. It cries out to feed it more. One more look, one more flirt with someone not your wife. One more look at that porn site, right? Pastor Greg Laurie said, the mind is command central.
Right.
Man, I so agree with that. Every action was first a thought, guys. Right. So think about that for a moment. And the devil... You know, the devil knows that if he can get in our minds to dwell on certain sins, it'll be just a matter of time before those sins are acted on. He knows that. Unfortunately, it's true. And 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Amen. Colossians 3:5 says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Ask God to give you a lust-free life, God. Guys, a lust, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Ask God to give you a lust-free life.
There you go.
So how do I kill these little foxes in my life? How do we do this? One, because this little fox is a bad one, but how do we kill? One, because we've been saying, kill that fox.
Yep.
One, we must confess it as sin against God. Little foxes that are eating, especially that one, sin. We must repent. Number two, changing our attitude, always resulting in a change of life, the way you act. You must change after you repent. Three, seek God's forgiveness. Ask him to forgive you. You fill in the blank for what it's for.
Yeah.
Four, accept God's grace, his free gift because of his love for you. Once you ask him for forgiveness, stop beating yourself up. You're forgiven. He's given you grace. And then you have to change and not do it again. Five, daily open and read the Bible, God's word, and pray. Guys, you don't have to be a Bible scholar. You just have to read the word. And I said this the other day in a speech I was giving as well. You don't have to read the Bible. If the Bible scares you, get a devotional that has scripture in it. There's all kinds of different tools we can get that are related to the Bible that have Bible scripture in them, but they're easier to start off and read. Go to our website, mensministries.com. We have so many resources there.
You bet.
From authors all over the country, all over the world, really, that you can order all kinds of devotionals or small books or even fictional books that are based on biblical scripture that are really fun to read.
Yeah.
I've read tons of those, and they're really fun, and they teach you scripture while you're reading a story about espionage or whatever. It's so cool. So do that. Read God's word daily. And pray. And be on the alert for these little foxes. They will attempt another entrance into your life, usually through your eyes.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, so many of the resources that, I mean, even if you just want to start off with something simple, you can go to wingmannation.com, and there is a 31-day devotional on there for free that you can check out. And if that gives you a taste, because every day of that is a Bible verse that is applied to your everyday life. So the Song of Songs will reach the unchurched. How about that? Isn't the Bible amazing? It's a whole book, but the Song of Songs, I have jokes about the Song of Songs, and I can't say them on the podcast, but they're good ones. They're fun ones that you can actually have conversations with your wife about. So it's a celebration of the pleasure of physical intimacy in marriage. That'll preach, right? It'll especially preach to those who never come to church or lift the Bible or listen to a sermon. So think with me for a moment. Imagine a woman coming to church for the first time in 10 years. She hears a sermon based on the unabashed celebration of marital sex found in the Song of Songs, Song of Solomon. When she returns home after the service, her husband is reclining on the couch watching the football game. It's a commercial. So he generously mutes the television and says, "So how was it?" "Fine," she says. "Well, what did the pastor talk about?" "Oh," she says, "he talked about how wives should be more aggressive in bed." "What?" He turns off the TV. "Yeah, he said something about how wives should be more aggressive in bed. It's in the Bible, I guess. Some book called the Song of Songs." He says, "Really?" She says, "Yeah, really." He looks down, rubs his chin, and murmurs, "So what time is the service next week?"
That's great.
Well, we hope that you've enjoyed this this walk through catching the foxes. We encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, with neighbors. I think it's a soft way of leading people into a connection with Jesus.
Yes.
You know, that they hear these things and then they recognize that they have foxes. We all have them in our lives, and it's how we deal with them, you know. So any last minute comments, any thoughts?
Kill those foxes.
There you go. Until next time.
Wingman out.
The Wing Wingman's Moment podcast is brought to you courtesy of the Wingman Nation Men's Ministry. Visit us at wingmannation.com.